This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Hey, it's the Evening Edition. I'm Ezra Zayed.
I'm Caroline O.
It's Talk Back Tuesday. The number to call is 0377109000. You can text us at 016-201-9000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, of course, earlier today, our Prime Minister announced revisions to the country's 2015 budget amid declining global oil prices. And the one that has social media buzzing is the one-year deferment of the National Service Program, which is estimated to cut 400 million ringgit from federal spending. And about 400 million.
Yeah,
it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Following this announcement, our defence minister was reported as saying that the freeze will not affect the trainers and camp operators, as their positions are permanent. Which comes across as a little baffling when the goal of freezing the program is to save money. Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how much are they saving exactly? And of course, the NS program has long been criticised by people, the insurmountable negative reports since it came about. You had issues and stories about food poisoning and harassment. You've had a lot of Malaysians questioning what is exactly the objective of this NS program, and for having it, about 400 million ringgit a year to sustain, is it a cause worthy to keep?
Yeah, it's a hefty price tag, no doubt about that. However, I think it pays to note that the price tag is slowly being reduced, though. In 2004, it cost 608.6 million. 2005, 604.8 million. Down to 2007, 565. And now, 2015, we're looking at 400 million.
So over the course of 10 years thereabouts, we've saved about 100 million ringgit. Mm. But we're curious about what listeners think about the NS program, especially now that we know for at least for a year since the deferment, we're saving about 400 million ringgit. Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah, whether or not you think the hiatus is a good idea or not. Just very quickly, though, I think just to give you some perspective, that the amount of money, the 400 million that we're talking about, goes to sponsor or fund, rather, a grand total of 85 camps.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So those 85 camps right across the country, a lot of them in Sarawak, in Selangor, in Kedah, and Negeri Sembilan, and Pahang. And what's fascinating is that, since it was first introduced, it was initially planned around a two-year program, if you remember.
Mm.
And then, of course, later reduced to a year, then to 6 months, and now to its current format, the three-month program.
Yeah. And for 400 million, I mean, it's not in Honolulu. It's right here at home. I mean, you do wonder, right?
It's what not they're doing. Like, it's in Honolulu.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, so tell us what you think about the deferment of the National Service Program and the savings of 400 million. What do you think? 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us at 016-201-9000. Of course, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio. It's Talk Back Tuesday. We've got some more music for you coming up right after this. BFM 89.9.
03-77-10-9000 to Talk Back. BFM 89.9.
You're with Caroline and Ezra. It's Talk Back Tuesday. 03-77-10-9000 is the number to call. You can text us at 016-201-9000. Of course, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we're asking you today regards to the deferment of the National Service Program at the savings of 400 million ringgit. What do you think about this move? Do you think it's something that should be discontinued permanently? Do you think that the objectives of perhaps integration and unity is something that is worthwhile at that cost? Tell us what you think.
Daniel has a firm answer. Sent a text in saying 400 million is way too much money spent on the program, or just send the NS trainees to Honolulu. Thank you very much for that, Daniel. Another one from Hazman of Bukit Jelutong. He says to call out the NS as an item that could be deferred in itself reflects where it stands in the list of the country's priorities. I feel it should be deferred permanently. Another message from BFM listeners says the surest way to achieve unity is to scrap the race column. We're all simply Malaysian, full stop.
Well, that's an interesting point about you know, the fact that it's one of those things that can be deferred, and it's a huge figure, 400 million ringgit for 1 year. And we mentioned earlier when it was first implemented in 2004, it was, you know, this 2 year program. It's gone down and shrunk to a 3 month program. And of course, we had this a very interesting comment by the Defence Minister, Dato Sri Shamuddin. He goes on to say that the freeze will not affect its trainers and camp operators as their positions are permanent. And the question, I guess, we had circulating in the studio, Caroline, was this whole question of, you know, I'm sure there are fixed costs when it comes to this 3 month program, but I'm sure there are all sorts of different variables as well. So, you know, is it the case that the, you know, the cost of these variables make up the majority of the entire, you know, cost of this whole program?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we were talking about how the trainers will continue to be paid and that payment won't be deferred. But, you know, they, from what we do know, they do work for 3 months of the year. What happens for the rest of the year?
For the rest of 9 months, that's right. 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us at 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got our first caller of the day. Mrs. Wong is on the line. Hi, Mrs. Wong.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi, tell us what you think.
Yeah, my opinion is that the whole thing should be scrapped.
Okay, tell us why.
Because, I mean, like, 3 months, I mean, it's, they don't really know each other. I mean, my son went through it, and after that, they just don't, you know, don't, what do you call it, get in touch anymore.
Mrs. Wong, what did your son gain out of those 3 months? Do you recall from any of your conversations with him?
Because my son is the only graduate there.
Okay.
And the rest are all school leavers. And, you know, some are, what do you call that, Form 3 leavers, Form 5, you know, school leavers. Because he's the only graduate, he was promoted straight to the top as the, you know, the chief. And he couldn't gel with them. And after the 3 months over, that's it. I mean, I find it's a waste of time and the country's money. And I mean, those money should be used for infrastructure and all kind of other things than this NS thing. I think it should be scrapped.
So, Mrs. Wong, your son definitely did not have a positive experience from the National Service Program.
Well, he was well fed, that's all.
He was well fed.
Yeah, there are a lot of meals.
Well, that's nice to know, considering, you know, there are some horror stories when it comes to diet and so forth. Thank you very much for that, Mrs. Wong. You know, the thing is, I don't think it was necessarily set out to, or meant to foster lifelong relationships in that sense, although it would be very nice. The idea was to, well, according to the program officially, to foster unity. So, you know, you put people together in an effort to let them, I suppose, just mix around with people different ethnicities and the like.
But, you know, 3 months when you're at a camp of sorts, it should really give you the opportunity to bond with anyone, whether it's people from your own community or people from different backgrounds. But if, you know, at the end of those 3 months, it really was just nothing more than, you know, a few meals and a couple of excursions into the jungle, what else did it instill values of discipline and hard work and honesty and all those kind of things? I don't know.
Do we consider that it could go both ways? So if you put, you know, individuals in a camp together who may not know each other, may not have anything in common, they may end up disliking each other.
But that's the premise of every reality show that we see on Fox and NBC and ABC.
And that's why it makes good reality TV.
Yeah, it does. But tell us what you think. 0377109000. We're asking you what you think about the deferment of the NS program. Is that the savings of 400 million ringgit? Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing? Do you think it's worth that amount of money? But of course, do you think it should be discontinued permanently? Tell us what you think. Anil is on the line. Hi, Anil.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I've always felt programs like the National Service to inculcate patriotism is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, in practice, it has not happened in our country. If you know, most parents are not, I shouldn't use the word most, many parents find some ways to get their children out of attending the program. If you know, lots of parents will try to find some medical excuse to get their children out of the program.
That's
when
right.
Their name is picked. It's like a lottery program. For someone who wants to have some outdoor life and wants to have some adventure, it's a bonus. You know, they would probably shout hurrah.
It's like outward but bound school. Not, yeah.
You know, the people who do not want to attend find all means to excuse themselves. Right?
Yeah.
So I feel the country is made of many different types of people. So I think youths who want to go for the program should be given an opportunity. The program should be of a much smaller scale for those who are interested, so that money is used in a beneficial manner. Right now, it is not. I think it's a gross waste of our national finances. And in difficult times like this, I think it is justifiable that the program is deferred.
Well, I think what's fascinating about your proposal, Anil, is that if you get people who are interested to participate in the National Service Program, I guess the cost could be reduced significantly because you're only catering to those who actually want to be there. And I guess there'd be efficient ways of spending that money.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some time ago, many years ago, during Mahathir's time, the Rakan Umrah Program was given a boost in image with Lim Kok Wing's. There are a whole lot of different types of programs, you know, whether it's canoeing or mountaineering or doing social work, a whole lot of different types of activities.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that program?
Yep, it was probably in the mid-90s, I think it was.
Yeah, yes. You see, our country needs such a program. So there's 40s who want to go and help out at some nursing home or something will get the opportunity to do so. And the guys who want to go white water rafting can also go for what they like. And the country supports so that the people benefit from what is appropriate to their outlook.
No, I think that's a fair point. Thank you very much for that call, Anil. If you want to chime in on this issue with regards to the deferment of the NS program at the savings of 400 million ringgit, you can call us at 0377109000. You can text us at 0162019000 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Nathalie has this to say. She says, then what are the camp operators and trainers doing if the program is being deferred? Very quickly, Anusha sent a message in saying the trainers work almost a year as there are several batches in a year. However, I still feel that money could be put to better use, like a much-needed education sector. So thank you very much, Anusha, for answering
thank
that.
Thank you very much for that, yeah.
To continue with Natalie's message, she says, on another note, I do support the program. I'm one of the lucky ones who escaped this when it was introduced, but my friends benefited a lot from it. They became more outgoing. They communicate better in groups. I guess it does build one's character a bit in those 3 months. So there you go, a positive experience. And, with something like this, although, it's very easy to pick out the flaws and things like that. We see in the reports all the time, mm-hmm. The good stories hardly go around.
Well, I think this is an opportunity, considering that it was first implemented more than 10 years ago. I think there have been a lot of NS program graduates who would have come out with it in terms of maybe a positive experience. So do call in at 0377109000. Tell us what you thought about your experience and whether you think it's worth keeping. We're going to move on to our next caller. Madam Ho is on the line. Hi, Madam. Oh, missed out on that one. We're going to move on to our next caller. City is on the line. Hi, City.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us what you think.
Hello. Hi, City. I'm City. Basically, I just want to say that I used to be one of the... I'm the first... One of the first graduates from the NS,
okay.
Right? Okay. It's just that I was the first batch. And then I'm not sure whether because I'm the first batch, so they don't have enough experience to manage us. I think, to be honest, in terms of the curriculum and all of our camp activity, it is useless. I mean, it's like I'm having a vacation with a new found friend. I didn't learn much from that. Maybe, yeah, in terms of socializing, I enjoy that. In terms of food, it's good. But nothing more.
But that may be a good thing in that. Have you chosen to look at it in that if you think that it did you good when it comes to socializing, that is part of fostering unity.
Yeah, but what I can see during my time, I still mix with my own race. in terms of interaction. It's just not much interaction between other reasons.
Was there a particular reason for that?
I don't know. Maybe everyone has their own preference.
And comfort levels, perhaps.
Yeah. That's it.
And Steve, when you were involved in the program, was it at the time? I don't know how long ago it was. Was it a 2-year program, or 1-year program, or a 6-month program?
It was three months.
It was a 3-month program already. Okay. Yeah. All right, thank you very much for sharing that with us, Siti. That's certainly very interesting. You know, 0377109000 is the number to call to all of you NS graduates to tell us what you think about this issue as well.
Yeah, and it's a really good point, because if you talk about fostering unity and this sort of enforced proximity, close proximity, if you will, it doesn't do much if you still stick with what you know.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think it's a problem that a lot of kids, whether in primary school or high school,
University.
In fact, they still face these kinds of divisions in these environments. We're going to move on to our next caller. Michael is on the line. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Tell us what you think.
The question I want to ask, do we ever know where they spend the money the $400 million goes to?
Well, I think a breakdown would be desirable.
Yeah. Are they tabled in Parliament? You know, we should know where the money goes to. At least we can use this $400 million for other usage rather than just spend for just 3 months.
Right. And so I'm gathering that you don't think it's a worthwhile cost to be spending $400 million towards?
Personally, I don't think so. I'd rather spend this $400 million to increase our education level.
And so you think after school leavers, they don't need a 3-month program that's sponsored by the government? You think that the money could be spent elsewhere?
Rather than use this $400 million, train them on a technical skills, like hands-on skills, so and so forth, which can help them to look for a job.
No, I think that's a fair point. Thank you very much, Michael. 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us at 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. It's really fascinating because we've already got, within the first 20 minutes or so, a couple of callers from graduates who've gone through the NS program. At least one of them was a parent of a graduate. But, different sort of experiences, considering whether, there are all sorts of camps happening right throughout the country. How uniform are they when it comes to the curriculum and the experience provided?
Oh, that's a very, very good point. I think it's sort of like the lottery, if you will. You know, if you get a good camp, you're like, if you get one, you imagine in the boondocks, for example, you're thinking, oh dear.
I wonder if there's a discussion, if you get the Negri Similan camp, you are in for a treat, rather than, getting it in another state, perhaps.
That's right. So it could be spa versus jungle rot. You don't know. Lee says, what can 3 months of national service do that 11 years of school cannot? And this is one, I suppose, one prevalent point. Whenever we talk about the National Service Training Program, they talk about fostering unity and how you try to do this anyway. In the 11 years that you're in school, it's something that you put it in there. It's in Pendidikan Moral, I believe, even.
Or during recess, who knows, right? This is the Antaranya. Can you actually achieve those objectives in the next 3 months? What do you think about this deferment of the NS program? It's got a savings of $400 million. Do you think it should be continued or discontinued permanently? Tell us what you think. 0377109000 is the number to call. Of course, after the 6:30 news, we've got some music for you. Teenage Icon by The Vaccines, right here on Top Back Tuesday, BFM 89.9.
Get in touch right now. Call 0377109000. Text 0162019000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Talkback on BFM 89.9.
Those are the numbers to call for Top Back Tuesday. You're with Caroline and Ezra. We're asking you, what do you think about the deferment of the NS program at the savings of 400 million ringgit? Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing? And should it be continued or discontinued permanently? We're going to move straight to the phone lines. Eric is on the line. Hi, Eric.
Hi, is that Ezra?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ezra. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Eric.
Yes, what I want to say is it's great. It's good news that they actually decide to cut the budget.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted really to say about the National Service Campaign Program is that they could have done a better job. For instance, the graduates and the school leavers can integrate them into some kind of national volunteer program that is already existing. That is currently running by the volunteering,
mm-hmm.
community, so they can integrate this school leavers into the volunteer program, and they can save the money without using any of the 400 over million.
Yeah, so you think there are better ways to foster unity than mandating close proximity?
Yes, definitely, because during our school days, we've gone through, Persatuan, the Scouts group, the St. John Ambulance group. We have integration. We have, we combine and we work together very well with...
Yeah, but they have those now. I mean, they exist in the current curriculum.
Right, but why is it not working at all?
All right, thank you very much for that call. Eric, if you want to chime in on this issue about the NS program and its deferment at the savings of 400 million ringgit, tell us what you think at 03771 09000. Dr. George is on the line. Hi, Dr. George.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, Dr. George. How are you?
Oh, great subject that you're doing today.
Are you for or against the deferment?
Well, no, look, I learned something new today, but I didn't realize that the real mission of our national service is actually to promote unity, because I thought that was called summer camp, to actually enjoy food and that sort of thing for 3 months. Because in my book, the whole aim of the national service should be cultivating patriotism and actually get all the boys and girls all tough up to fight for the country and die for the country in time of war. Isn't that correct?
Well, I imagine, considering their uniforms, I wouldn't blame you for thinking that. But no, the objective is to foster national unity, Dr. George.
Right, okay. Well, right. Maybe. No, okay. Let's put it like this, because I do have a son listening. I have to be very, very careful what I say, because he is fast approaching the age where he will be selected. I did ask myself as a parent, would I let him go or would I not? Mm-hmm. And then would I opt for these medical excuses not to let him go? To be truthful,
Dr. George,
I really think he should go, because, at the end of the day, I really think it's a good idea for him to, in order to learn a lot about, loving your country, unity, and so on and so forth.
So from what you've heard so far, I can understand that sentiment. So from what you've heard so far about how the program is run, you want to bear in mind there is also a learning how to use arms, M16 module, that's been inculcated in the program. Do you think that it's carried out or it's implemented in such a way that it will teach all those things you're hoping your son will learn?
Well, I have no idea, because I have no idea what actually is the curriculum. But I have one thing in mind, is that I think in order just to scrap a program that costs a whole lot of money for a country like that, overnight, it's probably not a good idea, because we have spent a lot of money built up a program. We really need to assess, audit it to find out whether we achieve all the intent purposes that we set up in the first place. If we're not achieving it, then scrapping it might be a good idea. However, if we are achieving it, really, I think we ought to maintain it.
Yeah, but that is so subjective, and it's also long term. I mean, how do you measure whether or not unity has been achieved?
We need to actually look at, has the country changed in any form or shape? We need to actually assess all these, trainees who have been through the program to actually find out whether, with intent and purposes, where they end up and all these, their feelings towards that. And all these are not subjective. Mm-hmm. And then we do not have all these proper objective assessment, mm-hmm, as in a form of audit. I am sure the AG's assessment on the audit of national service is available. We really need to look into that to find out whether this is a pie in the sky, or it's a waste of money, or truly this is going to cultivate a future group of Malaysians who is going to love the country and die for the country.
Yeah, fair enough. I suppose that is certainly fair enough.
I think that's an interesting point, Dr. George. Thank you very much for your call. I think what's interesting about it, because since it was first implemented in 2004, we, in theory at least, should have more than 10 years of data as to how this program went, what was the experience of those operators, what was the experience of those who were participating in it.
And to be fair, just from our own little surveys, when we've talked about the National Service Training Program, we've had positives and negatives
Actually been one of those things where it's a proper mixed bag. You've got parents who say that they had a great time. You've had other kids who say they had a horrendous time,
food poisoning,
getting lost in the jungle, and all sorts of other more horrific incidents that have been reported in the media. And so there have been real question marks about the National Service Program, certainly when we're talking about 400 million ringgit worth of federal spending.
Indeed. Now there's a message here that says I was in the first group of NS guess I feel that by staying together with a new group of people made me learn a lot of things about different ethnicities. You can ask anyone from Peninsula going over to a camp in Sabah and Sarawak. Attitude of campers actually caused some who don't mix so well. Attitudes of campers cause some don't mix so well. You can't force horses to drink nowadays with the overprotective parents. Gen Y are becoming soft. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Because I'm trying to make sense. Folks, what happens is Caroline O not only has to read some of these texts, but she's got to edit them in a way that you know we can comprehend them quite easily. But we'll try again for the next one. We're going to move on to our next caller. Esther is online. Hi, Esther.
Hi, Esther.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Tell us what you think.
Right. I would say that it's rather sad that this program will have to be deferred because, firstly, I'm from the first batch of the National Service back in the year 2004.
Okay.
Well, that's like 10 years ago. So during that time, it was still very, very new. So therefore, there might be the modules that were introduced to the trainees of the program wasn't that great, I would say.
And Esther, at the time, was that a two-year program that you were experiencing?
No, it was only 3 months.
When only 3 months, started, okay.
Yes, when it first started for the first batch, is everyone goes through 3 months only. So therefore, based on my experience when I was there on my first day, on the way to my camp, which happened to be in Kelantan. And I see a lot of city kids, you know, the kampung kids, as well as the indigenous kids that we were together in a group. We go over to the camp. So there's a funny thing happened during my trips on the way to my camp, because it happens that when we were reaching Kelantan, the city kids, they saw a group of the cows, you know, those kampung lembus.
Mm-hmm.
So they were actually screaming in the bus and asking, you know, what is that? So actually, it's quite...
As in, what's a cow? They didn't know what a cow looked like.
They thought
come on.
Like the New Zealand cow.
Oh, come on. It's always a joke. We talk about kids not knowing where the beef comes from in the supermarket. True. It comes in a styrofoam. Come on.
But there are,
in my bus, there is one that was actually asking us, what is that? So we were quite surprised, and it's quite entertaining.
So, Esther, just on a final note, we're running out of time very quickly, but what was your take from the National Service Program? Is it something that you want to see continue?
Yes, I would say that first, the government would have to look into the module when it comes to teaching the trainees, right? Because, like you say, the program is more about the unity, so therefore the module will have to include a lot of the unity programs, because during my time, it wasn't much about a unity module that they were teaching us. But if you say that to learn about each other's ethnics, the culture, the cultures, the 10 of us in one camp in all different races, you know, yes, we do learn a lot of things about this, but I would say that government need to improvise on the module that they were given to the trainees.
And perhaps re-evaluate the costs as well. Thank you very much for that call, Esther. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. Mr. Teo, Farouk and Victor, please hold the lines. We'll be right back on Top Mac Tuesday after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Time for the 4 T's. Tweet, text, talk. Talk back on BFM 89.9.
03-771-09000. We're talking about the National Service Program and the deferment to next year. At the savings of 400 million ringgit, what do you think before we head to the phone lines? Caroline, we've got some text messages and tweets.
Yep, very quickly, Alex says, NS should continue. It's a great platform to learn to survive. Kids today are too pampered. Go cut elsewhere. Apun says, all the kids that I've asked said that they like the National Service Program. The food ain't that good, but they did enjoy the adventures and the activities. And how is this one for perspective? It's a text message saying, hello there, I'm Iranian. We draft for 2 years. Considering your neighbor country has this program for 2 years where all males and females volunteer, I think it's necessary for your security too, plus unity. Bless you.
That's a great text. Thank you very much for that. If you want to chime in, you can text us at 016-201-9000 or you can tweet us at BFM Radio. Mr. Teo has been holding the line. Thanks, Mr. Teo. Hi, how are you?
Or you can tweet us at BFM Radio.
Mr. Teo, can you please switch off the radio?
Yep. Israel, Caroline, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. I'm a parent of two children. We have gone through the so-called national service.
And what was their experience like?
Shouldn't say in the air.
Okay, I take it as not so positive?
Yes, I don't think so. They learn anything. First thing first, I think the time period is too short. And secondly, I believe that they have to go through, they have to review the module that they are practicing now. And of course, I agree fully with Dr. George that I think after 10 years, we have the data to do a complete audit and see what really has been achieved with the 400 to 600 million per year. And also, I think there's one thing that is missing is get feedback from those people, the children who have gone through the national service and see what's the feedback. And from there on, where can we improve on?
Well, Mr. Jin, now that you've had two kids who've gone through the NS program, what was their feedback, if you can recall very quickly?
My girl was in Kelantan, so we visited her every Saturday, every weekend. And the thing is, they are not being integrated. Okay, I'll give you one simple example. On mealtime, all the races are segregated.
Why is that?
Is that by choice or is that...
By their own choice. It looks like it's so natural that one race will go to one little pondok and another race will go to another pondok and they say, oh, we cannot mix you because you're eating something that we don't eat.
Right, okay. And
I was under the impression that all food provided by the camp would be halal and everybody can sort of eat the same thing. It's sensitive that way.
Yes, but when the parent goes and visit the children or the daughter or the son, normally we bring something for them.
Right.
I think they should do an audit and see whether it is really worth the money to carry on the program. If not, we scrape it all together and come up with a new program.
All right, thank you very much for that, Mr. Teo. I think calls for an audit of the National Service Program, initially mooted by Dr. George, is really gaining some traction. We're going to move on to our next caller. Farouk is on the line. Hi, Farouk.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Cool. Let me do some role play. As the supplier... our contractors that supplies to the camp, I'm so against this deferment because how am I going to survive? There's a lot of contractors actually supplying the food, the laundry is being done to the contractors, the maintenance of the camp. Yes, they say the salary of the employees under PLKN unit will be continued, but how about the contractors? They'll be infected, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. As a parent, I think I personally I'm going to have like 4 kids soon. I'm not going to send my kids.
Not all at once, I hope. Sorry.
No.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
No, my third one. I have three with one more on the way.
Ah, all right.
Okay.
There you are. So as a parent, I wouldn't want to send my kids to PLKN at all on my own reason. Unless they really look at how they run the whole thing. I had the opportunity to be exposed in 2004 on handling these kids. And yes, it was a bit clumtabo at that point of time.
Mm-hmm.
Around 6 months ago, I had the chance of spending time with kids from Singapore that just completed their national service.
Okay.
And we went kayaking with them. And then what they told me is very interesting. Some of them actually choose to be absorbed in their so-called reserve army, or here they call it Watania.
Yeah.
Maybe the government can look at, because if the kids are very passionate at that point of time, you know, so semangat after being done that. If the fire is still there, why don't the government look at, you know, you have 1 year left, having that option in.
For those who are actually keen and interested to partake in it.
Yeah, I mean,
KJ itself, the minister is actually in Watan, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, when they went to university, they went to Palapes. There's a Palapes in the local U. So something that you can explore. The module shouldn't stop just for community, but if the kids are passionate about army, and, you know, some kids have this...
Ferg, I think we've lost you. Thank you very much for your call. But you've raised an interesting point. And certainly for those who have shown a certain sort of set of interests in that particular field, why not sort of absorb those skills and their participation in a longer format?
Yeah, that's right. And also, just to point out that calling for a proper audit, I suppose, is great. Let's not do a hypothetical audit on their behalf, I think.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a little bit difficult. Inhui sent this message in saying, I was an NS trainee myself. Did I have a good time? Yeah. It's been 10 years, yet my NS mates and I still gather annually. Did it instill patriotism? No, because it's nothing more than a team-building program. Can this program foster unity? No, because this is the role of schools. If 11 years of schooling could not establish that, a 3-month program would do would make any difference. So thank you very much for that. But you know what? When it comes to... I mean, you can describe it as a team-building program.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of corporate trainers, so to speak, they have to build teams over a weekend through all sorts of different activities. So tell us what you think about the NS program and the deferment at the savings of 400 million ringgit. Is it positive or bad thing? Our next call on the line is Victor. Hi, Victor.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Anybody still remember the plan to send our second space tourist? The astronaut.
Yes.
Oh, naughty, yes.
Okay, I think that plan has been deferred for so long already. Poor guy, I think he must have grown old just waiting for his chance.
Oh no, so, he was a baby, he was young, no.
So I think the same thing is happening to this our national service.
Hmm.
And to me, I think there is no loss to anyone. So be it.
And so do you think this is just really a yellow light, being that, you know, from moving on from next year, it might actually not be continued?
Yeah, I think the poor guy who is supposed to be second, this astronaut, is also told that he's going to be deferred by 1 year. So he has been waiting for, I think, more than 10 years.
Oh,
thank you very much, Victor.
03771 09000
is the number to call. We're asking you what you think about the NS program deferment at the savings of 400 million ringgit. Natalie is on the line. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Hi,
yes.
Tell us what you think.
Okay. Yes, I understand that you guys mentioned that, you know, it's a mixed bag of responses, the good experiences, some bad, and maybe some feel that there's some truth to the whole unity thing, although I'm a cynic, so I don't think I'm a big... I don't really buy that. But
okay.
Anyway, from my perspective as an individual who... I actually deferred NS twice, and I'm in my second year of law now.
Okay.
And so I actually spent the first 3 months, like the of the months I was supposed to be going, I spent it on volunteer work and helping out with my family stuff, business. And in fact, for the second time I deferred, which is the period between my pre-U and my first year,
mm-hmm.
I actually spent it interning at a think tank. So I feel that if I go, someone like me who is not very keen on such activities,
right,
is compelled to go by the law, because if I don't go, I'll probably be, I don't know, jail or fine. So things like that, I feel that there's a loss of opportunity on for me, people like me, who believe that there are other opportunities that we can go for, you know.
But also, perhaps, if you were to participate in it, a loss of an opportunity for somebody who actually wanted to go to these
exactly.
NS programs.
And they have to pay, right.
Would you support it if it was, say, an opt-in program?
Yeah, definitely if, you know, people who actually have the enthusiasm, they would they would do justice to it, you know.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, Natalie. Keep your messages coming in. Very quickly, there is one here that says, all the experiences in life, good or bad, only makes you stronger and wiser.
We're going to head towards our final call before the 7 o'clock news. Raj is on the line. Hi, Raj.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Just to find out about the figure, 400 million a year?
400 million was the last figure that was tabled. When it started, 2004, it was 608 million. So that figure has come down slowly.
if it's going to be a year, then if you're going to break it down to 85 camps, it's going to be a 13,000 a day for a camp, which I think is very small. So if it's going to be less than a year, it's going to be more than 13,000 a day. And I think it's going to be that figure looks ridiculous.
13,000, however, they're active for three months. Although I think
3 months of the year, but they have different batches throughout the year. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's going to be, it's going to be a day. It's going to be a 13,000. It's going to be 13,000 a day. It's going to be a year. But if it's going to be less than that, it's going to be more. So I think 400 million, I think, is not a correct figure. It should be more.
And given that price tag, do you think the objectives of the NS program are worthwhile for kids to continue pursuing?
Definitely not so. Because I think right now, if from the time they started until now, what is the objective? Have they ever achieved it? Have they nearly? Nothing.
Yeah, and that's one of the big points coming across, ROI, I suppose.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your call, Raj. We're asking you, folks, whether you think what you think about the deferment of the NS program at the savings of 400 million ringgit. It's Talk Back Tuesday. You can call us after the 7 o'clock news. The numbers are 0377109000. You can text us at 0162019000. Of course, keep tweeting at BFM Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9.
It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation. Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening, I'm Ezra Zayed.
Good evening, I'm Caroline O.
And this evening we've been talking about whether we should be continuing the National Service Program. Currently, due to the, the 2015 budget revisions, there's going to be a deferment of the NS program till next year and at the savings of 400 million ringgit. And so we've been receiving all sorts of calls and suggestions as to what we can do with those savings, as to whether it should be continued or discontinued permanently. And of course, a lot of callers of NS graduates themselves recalling about how they had quite a positive time, but not necessarily working towards the objective of national unity or that grand gesture of national unity.
Oh, for some of them, perhaps it did. Do call in and share your experiences. In the meantime, a couple of messages that we've received. So one here, does deferment mean that it would not cost more when it resumes next year? Or else deferring it wouldn't make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure whether or not it will be replaced in such a manner, although I doubt it because space was one of the constraints when it came to how many people could sign up for it.
Yep.
Another one is a bit of a suggestion saying they would have to introduce a few sports and find out about hidden talents of the youth. It must not be abolished. Our youth need it. And I think that is a good point. You know, somebody said a little earlier about just, you know, getting the kids out there, letting them be a little outdoorsy. And this is a great platform.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's really interesting from some of our callers who have called in, you know, they've mentioned this a couple of times, and this actually reconciles with the tweet that came in. It said how NS should be incorporated into Watania, focus on one program rather than having two programs to train the civilian army, as well as same time foster unity. If you have any opinions on this issue, 0377109000, you can text us at 0162019000, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Vince says, so much focus has been given to academic results that we often forget to invest in human skills among the young. We need to teach young people how to human, I think he means how to be human, too. Another one says, instill unity and yet we're never equal Malaysians with different rights and privileges, so what's the point? Another one says, yes, it's a must to send youth there. I think this is interesting. He says, as an employer, I would employ one who has been through it, as the person will be different from the ones who have not been.
Yeah, but also just sort of a quick note that the Youth and Sports Minister Kari Jamaluddin said today that a revamped national service program will be unveiled later to emphasize skills building for youth who do not go to university. Specifically, he tweets on to say that they'll be given special training. And so, you know, you had all sorts of reactions happening on social media. You had former Higher Education Deputy Minister Datuk Saifuddin Abdullah, for example. He said that the national service program should be abolished altogether. He tweets, it did not follow its original goal. The results compared to the cost are questionable.
Mm.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, certainly that's a sentiment that, you know, people are sort of scratching their heads about, you know, when it comes to 400 million ringgit. We've mentioned repeatedly that the initial cost when it was first introduced in 2004 was about 600 million ringgit. And the costs have gone down quite significantly. But, you know, what are we trying to achieve in those 3 months? Tell us what you think about the deferment of the NS program and the savings of 400 million ringgit. 0377 0116 207 1009000. You can text us at 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
All right, Paul says, NS is a noble idea, but like many government initiatives here in Malaysia, it was badly implemented and not properly administered. Given there are more negatives than positives, it's better to scrap the entire program and use the opportunity to review and revise the program to achieve the original intention. Regards. Another one says, looks good, sounds good, but what is the ROI, the KPI? And I suppose, you know, that's such a difficult thing to measure.
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, what would have been interesting in an ideal scenario, you know, over the course of the 10 years, you know, just prior to the entry and exit of these participants at these camps, you know, hopefully, you know, a survey was conducted of sorts, not only for those participants, but for the camp operators, for the vendors, just so that you have a real sense as to how it's progressed over X number of months or X number of years. But now that we have, you know, 10 years or so of this particular program, 10 years plus, really, you know, how have we actually, how far have we gone?
And how have we fared? I mean, indeed, because, I mean, if you ask someone who's come out on the other end, you know, did you have a good time? And they say yes. It doesn't necessarily mean that you've met your objective.
Yeah, having a good time is as subjective as it comes.
I mean, that's a bonus.
Yeah, 0377109000 is the number to call. It's Top Bag. We're headed towards our next caller. May is on the line. Hi, May.
Hi. You know, actually, I just want to point out one or two things.
All right.
Our foreign reserves are getting a bit lower. It used to be very good. And now the governor has depleted some of the foreign reserves. So we have to have good foreign reserves to maintain a backing for our money here.
And so what's your next point?
The other point is, I think maybe it may not happen to some people, but this dealing with this national service might gear something in people's heart. And this is a matter of security. They're afraid that some of these people may not have a nationalistic spirit towards here, but they might go to the SI, do you call it?
Yes.
Be attached to Syria.
All right.
So maybe it's a matter of security that they do that.
All right, thank you very much. Basically, trying to sort of, you know, put a spotlight on these national service programs. You know, can it instill the right values, considering we have all sorts of developments happening when it comes to, you know, recruitment, but of the wrong kind, unfortunately. 0377109000 is the number to call. We're asking you, what do you think about the national service program deferment at the savings of 400 million ringgit? Joe is on the line. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good evening to you.
Good evening.
I'm not sure has anyone brought it up. My take is this. I think they should scrap this NS program because 400 million is a big sum of money. Let's say if this $400 million is put into better use, say, for example, build some highways and things like that, then you can create a lot of jobs and things like that. Especially the government is talking about redoing the budget and slashing about 15 billion. So this 400 million is really meaningful for the country, don't you think so?
Yeah. Thank you very much for that. I think it's certainly a sentiment that a lot of people have mentioned. I mean, 400 million ringgit is nothing to sneeze at. And considering that these were one of the measures that was mentioned when it came to the revisions, you know, it lends a lot of sort of credibility to the effectiveness or the ineffectiveness of this program. We're going to move on to our final call of the day. Rajiv is on the line. Hi, Rajiv.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
This national service, so far 23 students have died because of the national service.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it wouldn't be the national service, I think these children would be alive. Okay?
Yep.
So number one, the care is not taken care properly, right? So number two, when you look at that, it has been organized to foster unity. But what kind of sense of unity we have when you come outside, you look at the politicians and all that, you know, they are not united. You see? So where does this unity comes from? The students, and they look at the outside world, and within Malaysia, the unity is not there.
Right, adults are bickering over the same thing.
Come again?
Adults are bickering over the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So what is the use of this this program when you wanted to have unity and out there it is not? So within the 3 months, how much would they learn about this unity? And once you come out, it's a different ballgame.
All right. Right. Thank you very much for that comment. Rajiv, you know, it's funny because, you know, it always brings me to this text message that came in earlier. You know, in Iran, we have 2 years. In Singapore, you have 2 years. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, current issues like security, I mean, we need all the help we can get. Can 3 months really do anything? And we spoke at the top of the program how, you know, initially it was 2 years it was going to be introduced, but everybody was like, no, it's too long, gone down to 1 year. And that's just gone down to a three-month program where people are starting to question as to whether it actually achieves its objectives, especially at the cost of 400 to 600 million when it first started.
Yep, a couple of messages before we wrap things up. So this one says, where are you going to send or spend the 400 million better than on the youth of this country? Can Pamandu perhaps help and share some light on this? Why not run similar programs at schools? What's more important than the youth of this country? Am says, does anyone know if this program has produced the desired results? Sometimes you cannot measure everything with ROIs. Just ask the Kampong kids, Am says, this is a luxury for them. Thanks. A couple more. It says, this one from Shami, one final one. Hi, BFM. Deferment of the National Service is National Service on its own.
Well, there you go. I think over the next few days, I think there's going to be a lot of comments on this issue. We'll certainly stay tuned for that. Thank you very much for all your calls, texts, and tweets. If you miss any part of this program, you can download the podcast at www.bfm.my. I've got some apt music for you, Road Trippin' by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, coming up right after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.